The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. The CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
My name is Corey, and I am one of the managing editors of Quilt, a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. Right now, we are hiring for our 2025-2026 team, and I want to invite you to apply. We're looking for undergraduate students for our financial team, event planners, illustrators and layout designers, editorial board, copy editors, and outreach team. We are also seeking grad student advisors to work alongside the editorial board. To find more information and a link to apply, go to our Instagram at QUQuilt.
Hello, hello, and hello, folks, to your indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm Megan.
I'm Dean.
It's Tuesday.
We've got a great show lined up for you, all sorts of new tunes coming out. We just heard a new track by Daphne. It's called 11.
Yeah.
It's got all sorts of beeps and boops in it.
It was good, yeah. Yeah. And we're going to hear a lot of new music throughout
the show. Lots of new music. Folks, it's officially autumn now, man.
Oh, I know.
Like, I guess not cold. Actually officially, but it's like chilly.
I know.
You can crack out those old fall jackets, man.
Yeah, not to complain about this summer, but the weather was kind of annoying. It rained. And then it was really, really hot.
Yeah.
Like, unpleasantly. And now it's cold.
Yeah. Yeah. And it came in like a lion, and now it's gone.
They didn't want us to just vibe this summer. But
yeah.
That's okay. You know what? It's building character.
That's right.
You always have to suffer a little bit. It's okay. But actually, the coolness now is kind of refreshing.
It's
after
nice.
The heat.
I love this weather.
But I'm sad because, like, I obviously want more of the year to be hot because so much of the year is cold anyway. But right in this exact week, I'm like, mm-hmm. This is kind of nice.
It's real, real nice.
Anywho.
I hope it's real, real nice in Kingston, too.
Yeah, we only have our one point of reference here in Dean's favorite city of Toronto.
That's right.
But we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to play some Big Thief.
Oh, folks, yeah. The new Big Thief album, Double Infinity, is out. It's great. They've done a ton of interviews with different magazines about like religion and fashion and making music. They're all smart people, and of course Lenker is doing most of these interviews. Check them out. They're all over the place.
Yeah,
they're doing
like
a lot of press.
I was gonna say, I feel like they're hyping this album up a lot. I walked past the record store and like the whole front was like plastered
really?
With like giant posters for this album. So yeah it's big. It's big.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is the new single. I think this is the latest single off the record. It's called Los Angeles. Here we go. Los Angeles. I don't know how they pronounce it. Maybe that's how they say it.
No, that was right.
Oh, awesome.
Grand Canyon.
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Dijon with their new track Yamaha. Before that, Baby Girl with their new track All Is Well. And right at the top, the third brand spanker, that's Los Angeles by Big Thief.
Los Angeles.
That's right.
Okay, we have very exciting news.
Folks, it's TIFF.
It's TIFF. We love TIFF. We've never been before this year, and this year we're going all in.
Oh yeah, it's the 50th TIFF. TIFF, that's yeah. Hard to say fast. It's a lot of fun. What did we see? Let's just jump right in.
Okay, we saw the premiere of Nirvana the Band, the Show, the Movie.
That's
well,
right.
The Canadian premiere. It had already premiered at South by Southwest. But it was so fun. We went, it's a part of the Midnight Madness series at TIFF, mm-hmm. which is where they show like the funkier ones that they think are going to be like cult favorites, quote unquote.
Yeah. So basically the comedies and the horror movies.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. But oh my goodness. This was such an event. Like, I had never really been to, like, a screening like this, like a big premiere. Mm-hmm. But the two main guys, so for those of you that have never seen Nirvana the Band, the Show, which I've told you to watch it so many times, like, yeah. At this point, what is your excuse?
What are you doing?
But it's two guys from Toronto, Matt Johnson and Jay McCarroll. The premise of the series, like, they had a web series and then it was a show.
They have
Vice.
A dumb band called Nirvana the Band because they're not. Yes. Familiar with Nirvana.
And they're always trying to play a show at a bar in Toronto called the Rivoli,
yeah.
But they don't make any music and they never actually contact the Rivoli whatsoever.
Yes.
They just try to
make schemes that will can like somehow get them into the Rivoli.
Yes. So this is the movie iteration
yeah.
of this. So the two like leads, like they came to the premiere in this like smoking RV, yeah. like as in when you open the door, like smoke came out. The movie is like a spoof of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
The RV is very funny.
Yeah, they go back to 2008 when they first started doing the web series, which is what the show originally was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good jokes about what 2008 was like.
Yes.
It's so funny. The whole thing is just so great. We're going to play lots of songs from these bands, but at this premiere that we yeah. went to, like the movie, is there anything else to say about the movie other than it's great, it's a lot of fun?
Like, watch it if you get the
just
chance.
Watch it.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Crave. Probably next year.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to like release it wide, like actually like put it into theaters too, which would be cool.
Yeah.
I'd go see it again. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
But at this premiere, who was the clientele?
So I just want to set the
scene. All the stars were here.
That this was like big premiere for us. Like, we bought tickets like right before because we were waiting for the price to drop because it was resale, and we're like, okay, we're gonna get ready, we're gonna go. It literally starts at midnight. We get there and as soon as we're like giving the ticket, like we see them come out of the van and come in, which was so fun. Everyone mm-hmm. was so excited. Then in line in front of us was the Arkells, and we were
yep.
like, what? This is so crazy. Then we go in and take our seats, and the resale seats we had bought, like basically in a panicked rush, I did not realize we're like literally amazing. Like, we're
yeah.
right at the front with all the celebrities. And so we were sitting like basically behind Born Ruffians.
Yeah.
Who I was like, I wonder if they're going to be in the movie.
And they are.
They're so funny and good in the movie. Yeah, oh my goodness.
They're like, they're trying to, like, they're having like an actual conversation that they would probably actually be having while just dumb stuff is happening in the background. It's very good.
We're waiting for the movie to start. Like, all the lights are going down and everything, and all of a sudden the mayor of Toronto, Olivia Chow, comes in with her team. She's like in a full ball gown and she mm-hmm. literally sits in our row,
yeah,
like, two seats away
yeah,
from us.
She was like across the aisle
yeah,
from us.
It was crazy. So I was like, oh my god, this
yeah.
is like
it was the most Toronto thing.
Yeah,
the most and like the movie is all set in Toronto. It's all like them literally filming guerrilla style on the streets of Toronto.
Yeah,
so it was the most TO thing that it's hard to top. I don't think anyone else will experience something more Toronto than that night.
And what was very funny is that the CN Tower plays like a big role in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of do the staff of the CN Tower a little dirty in this movie.
Yes.
So at the end, end, like, Matt and Jay came on stage just to do their little, like, people ask them questions and stuff afterwards. And, like, they asked, like, oh, like, Mary Chow, did you like it? And she's like, oh, you guys are amazing. Like, it was so good. And they were like, please talk to the CN Tower for us. Like, tell them we're sorry.
Yeah, you were invited here for a reason, they said.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great night and a lot of fun. And we'll keep you posted. We're seeing more TIFF stuff, so we'll let you know how that goes and all the celebrity sightings. But until then, let's hear. This is a song by Jay. He's part of this band, Brave Shores. I don't know if you remember them from like 10 years ago.
And his sister, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's called Never Come Down. It's part of the movie.
It played a big role in the movie.
And I'm frustrated with myself, but I can't change. I don't want to be me anymore. And all the ticks and talks and clicks of clocks that tell time tell me this is just a to help me get some rest, oh my darling dear. The songs of the birds don't bring me calmness no more. Oh no, no, they don't sing. None of the girls seem to think you're cool. It's probably 'cause you smell.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Born Ruffians with Barnacle Goose. Before that, we heard 1111 by Arkells. And right at the top, we heard Brave Shores Never Come Down. How's that for a little CanCon trio?
And if you're just tuning in, all three of them were at the Nirvana Band, the show, the movie premiere with
That's
us.
That's right.
So we were like, we got to play them. Anywho, we're just going to talk about TIFF a little bit more.
You
Sorry,
worked
this
it.
Is like the most exciting time of the year because we love movies.
You were on the red carpet giving interviews.
That's not true.
Oh.
So I work for the public library in Toronto. And I was begging the person that runs the TIFF outreach to please let me join the booth. Mm-hmm. And I think she was like, all right, in order to get this girl to stop emailing me, I'm going to let her come. So I got to work our little outreach booth for TIFF, which was so fun. I did not actually see any celebrities because
yes,
turns
you did.
Out, okay, I'll get to that. A little tiny celebrity. But turns out they mostly just get out of their like car limo thing, and they do a lot of waves and they take a lot of pictures and they go in the theater. And the vantage point from where the outreach booths are for various things are not in direct.
So Sydney Sweeney didn't come up and try to get a library card.
No, that would have been sick. But I mean, I heard the excitement around Sydney Sweeney and Ryan Reynolds and stuff, but I didn't get to see their faces. But I did see the woman who plays Logan's wife on Succession. Yes. So that was my only celeb sighting. She was walking
his second wife, the French one.
Yeah, the one that's like in the show.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, queen. I don't remember her name. But anyway, my funny story about my time working with the public, just talking about movies. I love talking about movies. I could do it all day long. Mm-hmm. So I was very excited to have people come, and everyone was like telling me their favorite movies and what they're seeing at TIFF, and it was great. But what surprised me was that most people's opinions about movies are, I didn't like this movie because it was violent, or because it had nudity, or because everyone yelled. And I'm like, is this not what movies are about?
Yeah,
like,
that's
what are we doing, what are we, here, guys?
Like, folks, if a movie doesn't have violence or nudity, why are you watching it?
But I was, it's just like all these adults being like, no, I didn't like it. Like, too much of this. And I'm like, do you want to watch children's movies forever? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they do.
But, like, you know, fair. Some people love a chill movie. All right. I just think that sometimes it's kind of fun to have.
And they were, like, offended by the fact that the library carries these DVDs.
And aside from their opinions, what the number one comment I got the most is because we had little stickers being like, you can check out any of these movies at the library. Like, we try to keep up, like, a really good DVD selection of
movies. Yeah, and you do. You've got a great one.
But everyone was like, the library has this? And I was like, what are you, mom from Alberta? People are allowed to watch whatever they want and read whatever they want. Like, and then they would be like, I mean, I've seen it, but like, is the library having it? I was like, what the heck are we doing here?
Just so the people know, what kinds of movies are we talking about here? Like, what caliber?
I got Saltburn, really got everyone's gears. They were like, how could you carry this movie?
And
I was
that, like, you shouldn't have. But not because of the nudity, just because it's a bad film.
Okay. But, and then Anora, it was just like, it was like anything that was like,
yeah, the library, like, shouldn't be carrying the best picture.
Yeah, I was like, guys, what? And I was so confused because I was like, would you say this about a book? Like, if a book has like, you know, inappropriate scenes, would we not carry it at the library? Like, freedom of information, everybody.
That's right.
Except I didn't actually fight anyone on this. I just said, no, yeah, we have lots of movies, you know, just if my workplace is listening. I'm good at my job. I didn't fight with anybody. But I was just very surprised that that was like everyone's reaction.
You should
reaction.
Be allowed to fight a little bit. You should get like one a week.
No. No. But yeah, movies, I don't know. It's just an exciting time for me, guys. But let's keep it. We love music.
Let's keep it moving.
So, that's right.
With the next track here. Yeah, but next up, folks, we have Portishead, who are reuniting. They've recorded a little video for Brian Eno's Together for Palestine event. It's a big benefit concert in London being held this week.
September 17th.
Yeah, next week. But yeah, very, very cool. And always champing at the bit for a chance to play Portishead. So here we go. Why don't we play Wandering Star?
Wandering Don't pick up the phone.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard When a Good Man Cries. That's a new track by C-Matt. Their new record, Euro Country, is out now. Before that, we heard Frog with Born to King. And at the top, we heard Portishead with their track Wandering Star.
Nice.
Folks,
music.
I got my hair cut for the first time in a year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was too long. There was too much of it. And now there's less of it. And I am...
And it looks so handsome.
I'm very happy.
Good job,
it.
Dean.
But I wanted to talk about what do we look for in a barber? Because I'm looking for silence.
Oh.
I don't want to have a small talk conversation. I don't want
Only
to tell you what
man?
I do for work. Okay.
Because your Kingston haircutters were women and you love talking to them.
Well, I only had one and it was Laura.
Oh, okay.
And
sorry.
I loved talking to Laura because A, she's very cool. And B, she loves the mountain goats.
Yeah, okay.
So we were just talking about the mountain goats.
Shout out Laura.
Yeah, she's the exception to the rule. Generally, I've actually had a lot of cool barbers. I told you about my barber in Gravenhurst when I lived up in the Muskokas.
I don't think so.
He was awesome. He was this like sort of portly gentleman with long, long hair. He was dating this woman who, like, it was like a barbershop / coffee shop, and she ran the coffee shop.
Okay.
And she was like 20 years younger than him.
Oh, okay.
And she was so pretty, and he looked like garbage. And I was like, how does this work?
Because he's such a talented hairdresser.
He was pretty talented. He was like probably the most talented hairdresser I've ever had. Like, he was doing like weird stuff he was like cutting lines. Like, it was weird.
In your head?
Yeah. That you
what?
Couldn't see. It was just like, he's like, oh, it helps, like, because your hair's so thick. I'm thinning it out just like with these tiny lines.
Wow.
It was very intricate. But
okay.
He would like just tell, he was telling me all these wild stories about like riding around in like World War II tanks with his, like that, like his friend had.
Okay.
Yeah, a little strange. And he told this bizarre story. He was like, oh, like, Dean, you've got to date a professional dancer sometime in your life. And he was talking about how, like, he was dating this beautiful professional dancer woman, and he brought her to Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And she, like, somehow lit herself on fire with a candle, and no one got up to help because they were just mesmerized watching her trying to put out the fire.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that was like the
horrifying
time
story.
I got followed around and stung by many bees while I was hanging out with Dean's family, and all of them just watched me freak out and try and run away from all these bees, and no one helped me.
It was a single bee.
No, it wasn't. That was the whole point of the story.
Bee.
It was a nest of bees under the deck we were on, so it was
this
multiple
is
bees.
A complete
and then
fabrication.
Oh my gosh, you are gaslighting me. No. No. And then I got stung. And then Dean's sister's boyfriend at the time said, I don't think it stung you. I think it just bit you. And I was like, are you kidding me? Do you? What? Why? Why would you say that to someone that's just been stung by a bee? I know what a bee sting is.
Yeah.
It stung me. Also, why would the bee do that? Like, what are you talking about? And what does he gain from saying that I didn't get stung by a bee?
Here's my question, though. Like, you're saying my family all just sat by and allowed this to happen.
Yes.
What could they have done to stop the bee?
I don't know. I don't know what I needed in that moment, but I know that it wasn't completely straight-faced silence from everyone while I freaked out. Maybe it's just like, why don't you come over here or something? Anything. Literally anything.
All right. Well...
But, you know, love
in summary,
shout out.
In summary,
okay,
I like it when the barber is quiet.
Except for all the cool barbers that you love.
Yeah. Well, the one cool barber, Laura, that we love, and then the insane barber in Gravenhurst, who was just a delight to speak to, I suppose. That's
okay.
Also true.
But the rest of barbers,
the rest of them,
zip it.
Yeah, I'm not, sometimes I make, they're like, oh, what do you do? And I just like make up a lie just to like.
Oh, okay. Normal.
I'm like, yo, can I convince this barber that I'm an astronaut? You know?
Probably not.
Yeah. I haven't gone that far yet, but
okay.
One day.
What have you said?
Most of the time I just say tree planter, even though I haven't done that in like 3 years.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. That's a good job.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I got to say the same. I'm really bad at like awkward small talk, but you know.
And you're probably in there for like 3 or 4 hours.
I know, so this is why it's rough.
Yeah.
I can do a little bit, but you know what? I feel like when you're in there for 3 or 4 hours, they're really not being like, let's chat the whole time.
Yeah.
You do a little bit of chatting, you fade away for a bit. You know, you do a little bit of chatting, it's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, they're professionals.
It comes and goes.
They know what to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll keep playing music.
Yeah. Up next, folks, we've got new Gorillaz. What's his name? Alburn, the Gorillaz guy?
Damon, yes.
Damon Alburn gave this a little interview that says that he only achieves the falsetto voices on Gorillaz tracks because of drugs. But he doesn't specify what drugs make him reach a falsetto voice. It's a tiny little article in Far Out magazine here.
So does he still do it anymore or no?
Yeah, I guess he doesn't. He says, quote, I was a much more irresponsible human being. And he's not hitting those high notes when he's voicing 2D anymore. But...
Okay.
Pretty strange, but I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Here's Gorillaz, Humility. I don't think he gets the falsetto here. this is not a good example, I suppose, but I just love this song.